Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, September 15th, 2020. We'll get into the Good Vibe Tribe with some great audio from Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters. We also get an update on our Venmo challenge where Kennedy goes into a restaurant in Dorchester and drops down a tip of over $2,800. And Kennedy's hot take on sports without the Revs. Justice for the Revs. The Boston Celtics will play game one of their Eastern Conference Final Series against the Miami Heat, Kennedy.
Okay. And Who plays on the Heat?
Well, so you got Jimmy Butler is their star.
Right.
They got this young kid on there called Hero.
Tyler Hero. He's 20 years old.
His name is Tyler Hero.
Tyler Hero.
Wow. He was destined to be a player.
He has that Bieber baby face.
Yeah. And a couple of faces you might recognize.
Jay Crowder,
who used to play for the Celtics a few years ago, and Kelly Olynyk.
I know Kelly Olynyk.
Kelly the clinic.
Yes.
So they're both former Celtics.
That is correct.
Kelly Olynyk's the guy who rode the train in his underwear a couple times.
He wore jorts to Quincy, and I'll never, ever forget that for as long as I live. I said, that's my man.
Doesn't everyone wear jorts in Quincy?
Yes, they do. Yeah.
The game starts at 6:30, and there's a little history between these two teams with the Heat and the Celtics. Specifically, Pat Riley, who runs the Heat.
Yeah.
And Danny Ainge, who runs the Celtics. Of course, Danny Ainge used to play for the Celtics, and Pat Riley used to coach the Lakers. And
yes,
they had a heated rivalry back in
of
the day.
Course.
I mean, there was fights and jaw jacking and all that sort of stuff.
I've watched that documentary.
Right.
Yeah. I'm aware of these sports things.
I love that
about.
You don't like sports, but you love sports documentaries.
I don't like to watch sports, but sports documentaries, they're the realest documentaries there are.
Right.
Oh.
Well, the stories behind the teams
full of heart
and all
and
the drama.
And yes.
Right, it's good stuff. So anyway, that game will start at 6:30 tonight. Again, the Celtics playing the Miami Heat in the first round of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
And if they win this series, then they are on to the NBA Finals.
Quick question, what time are these games happening?
This one starts at 6:30.
Thank God.
I can't have you guys coming in here after a 9 o'clock game.
Listen,
one of you will need to sacrifice and not watch.
That's
I can't
that's
be running happening. The whole show.
No.
Let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And, of course, a Good Vibe Tribe brought to you by our friends at Coca-Cola. So, an electrician in Woburn named John Kinney recently showed up at a woman's house. She's 72 years old, and he was there to fix a light. But it turns out that was the least of her worries. And I don't know if you saw this story or not, but it turns out that her electricity was not working. Her running water was not working. Her porch was falling off. I think there's an infestation of creatures. The backyard was in complete disrepair. So I guess he fixed what he was supposed to fix that day. And he said he went home and he started thinking about this woman, and he decided to go back to her house. He went back to her house. He started fixing things. And then he also started a Facebook page. And the Facebook page was called Help an Old Lady, A Nice Old Lady Needs Our Help, is what he wrote on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
People have donated, I think, close to, I don't know, like $100,000, and all of these contractors have gotten involved, and they're starting to completely repair her house.
It was on the national news this morning,
yeah,
and they said in Woburn.
Oh, Woburn.
Like, come on, get it right.
In the whoop.
It's nice. That's what one person can do all that.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, Producer Dan, I've actually sent you a message with his contact info. I'd like to get him on the show.
Sure, absolutely.
Maybe we can help him raise some
funds. He said something to the effect of, this is just what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, you know? Very good stuff. That is what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about.
All about.
He embodies good vibes.
A strawberry farmer in Wisconsin decided to plant sunflowers this year to get people outside, put a smile on their face, and to make some extra money. He planted 2 million sunflowers.
Holy smokes.
And he's now charging you $25. A whole family gets to walk through the field and pick a dozen sunflowers to take home. Plus, that really basic Instagram photo is going
to
be.
I tried to plant sunflowers this summer. They did not want to live in my house.
Do you guys know if sunflowers can't face the sun, they face each other, and that's just the most wholesome thing ever?
Oh, that's like me.
There's an elderly gentleman in Charlestown who every year goes out to this little square patch of concrete where there just happens to be a little bit of dirt, and he plants sunflowers, and they grow all summer long. And every year he gets out there and he gets a little bit older. This year he couldn't even stand up to do it. He was sitting in the back of his car planting these sunflowers at like 85 years old. He does it every summer. I love
it. I'm a crown in the club.
A woman in Houston named Catherine Knight flies a lot for work, and she's been walking around airports handing out inspirational notes to random strangers. She started doing it before COVID hit and hasn't let the pandemic slow her down. What else do I have going on here, Kennedy? For the first time in its existence, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is going to be TV only. So there still will be balloons and floats and performers, but they won't walk down the streets and there are no spectators allowed. But they're still going to make it happen, which I love.
I don't understand how that's going to work.
What do you mean?
You're going to tell all of New York can't come outside to look at the balloons?
I don't think they're going to walk the
They're
route.
Just going to take a picture of the balloon and, I think and make it like digitally. It'll be a Pixar film?
It didn't really explain. It said they will still have the balloons, floats, and performers.
I'm here for the Broadway performances, of course.
But they won't walk through the streets, so maybe they'll just do it on a soundstage.
They do part of it like at Disney or something, don't they? Don't they flash back and forth?
I don't know.
There's an amusement park in Kentucky that's making an entire park available to rent. It will cost you $5,000 for two hours, and you can take your whole family with you into the park. Dozens of cruise ship employees who've been stuck on the boat off the coast of Brazil for the past 6 months are finally able to go home.
I'm sorry, what?
Remember what we were talking about? How you said, what can I do for vacation? Cruise ship is not one of them. 6 months they've been stuck on
the
boat.
Well, it was because they wouldn't let them in. It wasn't because people were sick, right?
Right.
6 months.
Did they bring them food? Like, did they?
Well, I have a pit thinking about that.
After 2 weeks, I'd be looking out the side like, I bet I could make it.
Yeah.
And a county in North Carolina that had to call off its annual Bigfoot Festival in July has now changed it to a Bigfoot scavenger hunt because, quote, Bigfoot is the social distancing champion of the world.
He really is.
Not wrong.
Loch Ness monsters, like, hold my beer.
Kennedy, what do we have for some Good Vibe Tribe audio?
So we talked to you a couple weeks ago about Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters and a 10-year-old drummer by the name of Nandi Bushnell. Nandi has like hundreds of thousands of YouTube subscribers.
Didn't she like issue a challenge to him or something?
So she issued a challenge, sent him Everlong. He sent back one thing. She sent back another, and he admitted defeat. He's like, you've beat me, whatever. So he decided to make his own song. He created this theme off the top of his head, and it's for Bushnell with the Grohlettes, who are his daughters, providing backup awesome. Vocals. Here you go.
That is amazing.
Can you imagine?
Banger.
That needs to be a TV show now. That needs to be a cartoon.
He's going off right now.
I mean, you could do like drum battles over Zoom. It could be a TV show for sure. 100%.
He's still pretty good at the drums.
Yeah.
He's okay.
But these are his kids' drums. They're not his.
Yeah. I love that.
Like, his kid isn't up.
I bet his kids even don't think he's cool.
No. Everybody knows that he's a queen.
I'm telling you, that sounds like the beginning of one of the shows my sons will watch on, like, Nickelodeon. You know, one of those.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that is awesome.
He did all that for a 10-year-old girl.
Yep.
Petition for him to be America's
dad.
What
was her name again? I can't remember. What was it? All right, the Good Vibe Tribe brought to you by our friends from Coca-Cola.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Well, after a century of trying to keep you awake, Pepsi now wants to put you to sleep, Kennedy. They just announced a new product. It's called Driftwell. It's a relaxation drink that's supposed to help you de-stress and go to sleep.
Wow. What's in it?
Non-carbonated water in a can with a little bit of blackberry and lavender and some vitamins.
Okay.
I can remember my grandmother, Annette, my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Warm glass of milk if I couldn't sleep.
Yeah. That is a good one.
That's
is
what you it? Do with does babies. It?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, think like, about it. You heat up bottles.
I know.
For a
it's like, Mom, I don't want a warm glass of milk.
And then you really do. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had warm milk after being an infant.
Yeah.
Like as a.
Why don't you try it?
Yeah.
I don't really.
Come on. Just a little bit.
I can't imagine you having a hard time going to sleep, Carson. I've seen you sleep anywhere.
Yeah, I learned how to sleep in the Army.
Like we could say, it's Carson, I need training. You to go to sleep right now. 5 minutes from now, he'd be asleep.
Yep. Yeah,
he's just got good. That. I wish I could do that.
Mm. Oh, I can't shut my brain off.
I'm the same way.
As soon as I shut the lights off, it's like a carnival in my head.
It really is. Remember that thing you did in sixth grade? You're awful.
That's really, yes, you get me.
It's called a busy brain, Dan.
So
meditation,
what are you saying?
Buddy.
You're saying I don't have a busy brain?
No, I'm saying yes.
It's Carson and Kennedy. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. About to go down an entire rabbit hole of, well, yes, because that, never mind.
Caught me off guard.
So This Is Paris debuted yesterday on YouTube, and she's getting some backup as she opened up about the alleged abuse she suffered at the boarding school in Utah. So it seems to me that this is, this documentary circles around what happened to her in these.
Did you mean backup or backlash?
Backup.
Oh, okay.
In these schools,
yeah.
Abuse that she suffered while she was there. There's also, you know, it also goes into her life as how much of a facade that it was she was putting on, that it really wasn't her. She really didn't speak that way. Hearing her speak is kind of interesting because she speaks like we're speaking now instead of like this. That was something that she just made up to do. And it was at the Utah's Provo Canyon School called PCS. People, classmates, people who have been there, even teachers are calling her a hero. Fox News spoke with six former students and one ex-staffer of the boarding school who shared their own stories, corroborating Paris's claims of either suffering or witnessing physical and mental abuse. Paris has accused PCS of continuous torture, including forced medications, beatings, solitary confinement, and bullying by staff. The school has declined to address the allegations, but their former students say she is right about the maltreatment. They're calling Paris a hero for speaking out, saying she could really make large changes in the behavioral health industry for bringing questionable practices to light. Other things that were seen and talked about in the documentary was the sex tape with Rick Solomon, the one that he leaked on the internet and was eventually packaged and sold by him as One Night in Paris, much against Hilton's choice. She said the private moment came about because she wasn't in the right headspace. She said, I was just so in love with him and I wanted to make him happy.
Ugh, makes me sick to my stomach, but I'm happy.
Because we have
that.
All been there. Thank God I'm not famous like
yeah.
that. Do you know what I mean? And the director said, there are two things I want people to take from the film. I'd like them to reflect on how quickly we judge women like Paris Hilton, who are clearly playing a character in the public eye. We like to tear them down. We like to judge them so quickly and think we're superior for knowing who they are. We don't know who they are. And the other thing I want to happen is I really hope schools that are abusing children will stop. I hope this helps to do that. So,
wow.
Go ahead, Paris.
I can't believe she was faking her voice for years.
Yep. The whole persona was just garbage.
Yeah.
But it made her a lot of money. And, you know, she was making a lot of money for the family,
it.
Too.
Yeah.
And they were saying that after the sex tape came out, her mother wouldn't get out of bed for like a week.
Right. If you go and search that school, and I did when this story first broke, there's lots of
56 open allegations right now that have been, you know, taken to court, but who knows what else.
Yeah.
So perhaps this will bring this to light.
Yeah, you know, and I'm guilty of this a lot, too. I kind of think, oh, when someone has a lot of money, their problems aren't as valid.
More money, more problems, I believe is how it goes, Dan.
It's like, oh, yeah, you got some problems, but you have $1 billion. I don't care.
$1 billion doesn't
and
fix
you're
it.
Right. That's
All right. Speaking of such things, the ongoing battle over Britney Spears' conservatorship is taking a toll on her family. According to sources, Britney's family is at war with each other.
Oh, no.
And it's all because of the conservatorship. And why? It's because Britney is finally taking a role in it. You know, before she just kind of sat down and said, whatever you want.
Yep.
However, she has become engaged in the conservatorship. She's asking questions and this, that, and the other thing. Plus, her parents, Lynn and Jamie, have different thoughts on how things should be handled. Lynn wants Brittany to be able to transition out of the conservatorship. Jamie thinks she still needs long-term monitoring. He doesn't think she's prepared to take such a drastic action, but Brittany wants to live her life on her terms. She's really not happy with the current custody agreement. She wants to see the boys more than she does. And also, Brittany says she's trying to be the peacemaker between everyone, which just can be hard. And then yesterday, she posted an Instagram picture of her dancing.
Okay.
And she said, check out my ass. It's gotten smaller. You know what?
Goals.
Thank you.
How did she do that during the pandemic? It's the opposite.
Well, she never stops dancing.
No, nope, yeah, it's true.
I need to start dancing more. Maybe.
You know,
that's
I'm telling you, the secret. Exercise releases endorphins.
Endorphins make you happy. Happy people don't kill their husbands.
There you go. Thank you.
And Carol Baskin.
We're going to get to that. And Chris Evans has offered a response to that picture. We talked about it yesterday. The internet had been in a frenzy all weekend after Chris Evans accidentally uploaded a snap of his snacks. And he quickly deleted it. But it wasn't quick enough because, you know, everybody's got a screenshot. Whatever.
It's never quick enough for the internet.
It's never. So he took to Twitter last night. He offered a facepalm emoji and a shrug emoji and said, now that I have your attention, vote on November 3rd.
Yes, Chris Evans.
You know
yes,
what I mean? If you're gonna have to respond, respond that way.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
You're about to hear audio of Kennedy tipping a server over $2,800. But before we get to the Venmo challenge, let me just explain what this is. So we asked you to send money to Kennedy's Venmo, even if it was just a couple of bucks. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to take it out to a restaurant. Kennedy's going to sit down and eat dinner. And then she's going to tip her server all of this money. Now, we did this last week. And when we did it, we got in trouble. Corporate attorneys got involved. Turns out we're not allowed to solicit.
We just didn't follow the rules properly.
No good deed.
That's in our bad.
Yeah. We're not allowed to solicit money from listeners, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bad look on us. We apologize, but we're not apologizing for this part of it because we were able to figure it out. Turns out we had to get a 501c3 involved to accept the money, which ended up being my church, Christ Church Charlestown. My friend, and who is also the pastor, JD, said, well, I can be the 501c3. So you gave all of the money to him, right, Kennedy?
Yes.
You stopped over and saw him yesterday?
I saw him yesterday. We had a lovely chat out on the on the sidewalk.
Yes.
He gave me the card. He sent me his signature so I could forge it. And
I love my church.
For Jesus.
You know, he said, we're honored to be a part of it. Our role here is minimal and should be invisible, which I don't think is true. Mm. But he's just such a wonderful man.
Amazing.
So yeah, so I gave him all my money, all your money, I should say. And then I got the card and off I went.
And how were you feeling when you were heading to the restaurant?
Literally, I mean, since yesterday morning. I mean, just even talking about it now, my palms are sweating. I was just nervous and I don't know why. I was just super nervous that something would go wrong. That, I don't know, I would walk into the restaurant and someone would recognize me.
Hmm. Okay, so I just walked into the restaurant, come out back, glorious little patio, and as soon as I walk out here, are you Kennedy? I'm like, but it was just someone who was eating here. I'm a friend of Annie Dow's. Here's my dog, Ginger. So anyway, it looks like I'm going to have a waiter who might also be the bartender. It looks like they're pulling double duty here, so that brings me joy, but I'm nervous. God, I'm shaking. I'm so nervous. Oh, here it comes. Okay, shush.
Okay.
I'm not even lying when I say I walk in the door, and as soon as I walk in, there is only one other person in the entire patio, and he says, are you Kennedy?
You are so mad.
About to turn around and walk out.
So where were you, by the way?
So I went to the Blarney Stone in Dorchester.
Okay, and you have the debit card with $2,800 and how much dollars to give?
$2,853.33.
To give to an unsuspecting server.
Right. So so then I sit and I'm thinking about what to order, but I'm still convinced that they're on to me.
Okay. So I'm not sure if I have the waiter or waitress, because both have come out here. And one of them peeked her head out and smiled at me. This is nerve-wracking. Nerve-wracking. Okay, so now the question is, who which cocktail to have?
So the important business begins.
Of course.
And you had just come from getting a tattoo.
Yeah.
And you'd been sitting in the tattoo chair for how many hours?
Two.
Wow.
So cocktails were warranted.
Yes.
And so I sat down, and the waiter has come back and forth a couple of times at this point. You know, I'm asking, you know, ideas or whatever, and he's just not very talkative.
Right.
So at this point, I text all of you guys, and I'm like, you think that the money will make him more talkative? Because, you know, obviously, we're all worried about what's it going to sound like,
right?
Which isn't the important part, but
but it's part of our job, you know.
Right.
So I was a little worried.
So he's warming up to me, making some jokes, asking his opinion on things, getting more words out of him. I think we're at a place where we could have a conversation. And he would say more than four words if I gave him a lot of money. He's a nice fellow, though. It looks like he's kind of working here all by himself, so that's a lot. All right. Back to the chicken wraps.
So they really were working double duty. He was bartending and waiting tables, the inside and outside.
Oh, wow.
He was hustling.
I forget. Are you sitting inside or outside?
Outside. They have the most adorable patio there. Mm-hmm. It's like you're not even in the city, sort of, until it gets loud out.
Why? It already happened, and I'm nervous right now.
I know.
Okay, so we get to the end, and I'm asking for the check.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of explaining that has to happen here because I have to pay for the meal myself, and then I need him to bring back a check with like a penny on it so that I can tip him.
Mm-hmm. What the heck is going on
Alex,
there?
Just let it go.
Dorchester is loud. I'm just going to say Dorchester is very loud. So, okay, so I just got the check and paying for my lunch. And then I had to say, I need you to give me something back because I can't tip on this card. And tried to make it sound like I was on a business lunch. And, well, I can't tip on the business card. I can only tip on my personal card. When, in fact, I'm giving him my personal card. I'm going to use a business card to tip. But I digress. So, anyway, he's going back there. And he says he might have to make it 70 cents. So I'm going to give him a dollar. You have a dollar, right? And and then we're going to give him the money. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm very nervous. There's like people around here now. There weren't people when I got here. I thought it would just be us alone having a moment. And now I'm like, there's people everywhere. So it's going to be a thing.
Sounds like a vibe's going on there.
I hear a baby.
So as soon, you know, as a beginning to get the check, this entire party comes next door. They have a couple of kids, the adorable children.
Right.
Like, it had become like sort of a spot where everyone was coming for early dinner, really.
Right.
So, okay. So a friend of mine had showed up, thankfully, who could take the video. So here is the reveal.
All right. Just again, real quick. Kennedy is about to give a tip to a server who has no idea for a little over $2,800 because of our Venmo challenge and your wonderful donations.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
Okay, can I know you're busy. Can I ask you just to stand here for 2 seconds?
Yes.
Okay, give me 2 seconds. Don't look.
Yep.
Okay.
My name is Kennedy. I work at Mix 104.1. It's a radio station here in Boston. We did a Venmo challenge a couple of days ago and asked all of our listeners to give us a few dollars here and there.
Yep.
And I was going to come to some random place I've never been before, and I was going to give all the money to whoever waited on me.
Okay.
So you're that person today. So that's how much we're giving you.
To me? To us?
To you.
Wow. Well, thank you very much. That's absolutely incredible. Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Are you serious?
Yeah, that's
true.
You. That's all you. So this much pay rent, or I don't know.
I'll split it up. Yeah. Well, I mean,
you
guys think it. Yeah, I'm not sure with everybody here. Yeah.
What a good guy.
You really are.
Yeah.
What a genuine.
The right thing to do. You know. Thank you, guys. Well,
you're really welcome. But
wow.
I just know how hard it's been.
That would make sense.
You've been closed for a really long time. And you have to come to work whether you want to or not, mask or not. We just want you to know how much.
Wow, that really means a lot.
That's what you do means to
thank
us.
You very much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it, guys.
You're welcome. Okay. Good.
So that's Noah. Noah is 30 years old, and Noah has worked there since he was 17 years old. He's worked for this company. It's owned by a couple of local guys. They own two restaurants, and this is one of them. And so once everything settled down, I spoke to him just real quickly to see if he really was going to split it and what he was going to do with that money.
Oh, my gosh. I'm kind of emotional right now.
Okay, so Noah, you said you're going to take the money and split it with your staff?
Yeah, yes.
Are you a manager here or something?
I do manage, yeah.
So, but I'm floored by this. Do you know what I mean? I think most people would be like, rent paid, let's go.
No, you know, I don't know. It's tough on everybody, but everybody here works every day, so... just the right thing to do. Yeah, we'll split it up.
All right, let's give a mad plug for where we are today. Give it up.
The Blarney Stone in Dorchester. And don't forget Milkweed in Mission Hill as well. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Come see Noah. He's the man. All right. Thank you, Noah.
Thank you.
There it is.
love him. I love him. Wow. Is he working today? I'll be going there.
I think he works every single day. I really do.
What a good cat. It would have been easy to just take that money and he split it up with his employees.
The first thing out of his mouth was we. He said we first almost thing. Immediately was for us.
Yep.
For we. For share. I mean, wow.
Kennedy, how do you feel?
It was the most. I was grinning. I was smiling so hard. My friend that had come to help me take the video, he was like, I don't normally see you smiling so much.
You did a great thing. Our listeners did a great thing.
Yeah. We didn't do anything. All
Thank
I did was
you.
Show up and give them money. So
Thank
you guys
you so
did it
much.
All.
Yeah, for every dollar that you time. Gave for the Venmo challenge, that was awesome.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Let's get to the dirt.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So last night was the night, guys. Dancing with the Stars back.
Yes.
Season 29 of their dancing competition kicked off with a few changes. Most notably, Tyra Banks making her debut as the new host after Tom Bergeron was unceremoniously dismissed. Other changes, Len Goodman couldn't come back from the UK due to the coronavirus. So Derek Hough is judging instead.
Yep.
Plus, no backup dancers, no audience, and fake cheers to make up for the empty seats. In terms of who got what, Scott Jackson was the winner of the week at 21 points. Caitlin Bristow and Nev Schulman got 20. Backstreet Boy, AJ McLean, and Haish Genii, Jesse Metcalf, and Johnny Weir all got 18s. Nelly got a 16. Ugh. And then finally, it was the moment we'd been waiting for, Carole Baskin making her debut, a Paso Doble to Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. Didn't exactly wow the judges, getting an 11 out of 30.
Bruno.
You use those clothes all the time. I thought she was going to dislocate her shoulder, but I'm sorry. You know me, I call it as I see it. For me, you didn't quite kill the Paso Doble. It was kind of sedated.
Not the only thing
yes.
she has.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to get your scores.
Carrie-Anne Inaba.
4.
Oof. Derek Hough.
4.
Oof.
Bruno Tognoli.
Sorry, love, it can only get better. 3.
It was really, really bad. But I don't think we were expecting her to be good.
No, it was painful.
However, the power move of the day was during Dancing with the Stars. The family of Don Lewis, Carole Baskin's millionaire husband, who went missing in 1997 and is alleged to be in the belly of a lion or a tiger somewhere.
Yes.
Did a commercial asking the public for help in finding him. This is what it sounded like.
I'm Gail, one of Don Lewis's daughters. We are a real family. And to us, he was daddy.
I'm Linda, one of Don Lewis's daughters, and we miss our dad.
I'm Donna. I'm Don Lewis's oldest daughter. We need to know what happened to our father.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carole Baskin was involved?
A $100,000 reward has been funded. You can call the tip line at 646-450-6530.
Or call our office at 800-LITIGATE.
Good for them.
Just wow.
Unbelievable.
Good for them. Well played.
Power moves only.
And, you know, it wasn't the alleged murder, but then all of the money that she got because of it. She swindled the family out of their money as well.
Yes.
All of the money that he had. Apparently.
She stole everything.
Allegedly.
So I love ABC playing both sides of the fence. Like, we'll have her on and we'll also air slander against her during her broadcast.
Yeah, she
only slander if it's wrong.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's probably something she didn't think of, right? Nobody would have thought of that. But ABC had to know this was airing, and they kept it from her.
Oh, for sure. Now, because look, we're all talking about it. ABC
right. ABC
it.
Didn't tell her, oh, by the way.
They don't have to tell her who advertises on their station. They're paying her to be there. She's taking, is it $50,000 to be there
but
for one day?
But if she'd have known this, that the family was going to take out an ad, she'd have probably tried to stop it, you know, in her contract with them or whatever.
It's not their responsibility to tell her.
She can do whatever she wants. She can not do it. She can demand things in a contract. She has lots of...
You're hilarious. You think they have that much power on Dancing with the Stars.
They want
they're
her
all
on the
begging
show.
To, no, they're begging to be on the show.
She's the biggest name on that show this season.
She is.
She's all anybody's
they're happy
talking
Johnny
to have
Weir
her.
Is on the show. I need everyone
Sorry,
to
say Sorry.
Not a single person's talking
no,
about Johnny
nobody
Weir
watched
today.
It well, for Johnny Weir, though.
Guys, she's getting eliminated next week, and then we'll be
you
talking
think
about
it. She is?
Yes.
Because a part of it is based on the fans, right? Don't you think the fans are going to...
Not in the beginning, I don't think.
It sounds like she's the worst dancer there by
Oh, she was terrible. But
well, no one's ever looked at an old white lady in leopard print and gone, yeah, she got rhythm.
Hey, now. If you watch the Netflix show Cheer, you know Jerry Harris. He was your favorite.
Yes.
However, he is being accused of soliciting sex from minors. A pair of 14-year-old twin boys named Charlie and Sam have accused him of just that. They filed a lawsuit accusing him of sexual misconduct and sexually exploiting others in the Cheer community. He has not been arrested, but the FBI is investigating. Others named in the suit are Varsity Brands, the U.S. All-Star Federation, and the Cheer Athletics Gym where he cheered. Varsity Brands reported their suspicions to police. Nothing was really done. The boys and their mother, Kristen, say that the cheer organizations were negligent and failed to protect the boys from abuse. Harris is being accused of a pattern of harassment both online and at cheer competitions that started when the boys were 13 and he was 19. They say it continued for over a year, during which time he asked them for photos and sex. The FBI executed a search warrant at a home in Naperville, Illinois, as part of an investigation into the 21-year-old. I think that's where he lives with the woman who took him in.
Yes, yeah.
Varsity and USASF wouldn't comment. Cheer Athletics owner Angela Rogers says that Harris has not been affiliated with the gym since March 1st. She said she learned of the allegations against him mid-May and reported them to the police. Mm. A rep for Harris is being a little more direct. We categorically dispute the claims made against Jerry Harris, which are alleged to have occurred when he was a teenager. We are confident that when the investigation is completed, the true facts will be revealed.
Mm. Ugh, just makes me sick to my stomach.
Hurts my heart.
I know.
He was one of the good ones, Kennedy.
Look at
where did that show air? What is it
Netflix.
On?
Netflix.
It's on Netflix, yeah.
It was everywhere.
And he was like the beacon of light on
the show. He's the whole reason we did Annie Dale's Matt Talk.
So is he a phony?
Nicest guy.
Is he a phony? Do you believe it?
I hope not.
It's just, it's so difficult when someone like that, like these news like this comes out because he's, how do you trick people? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Just so positive, such a ray of sunshine, mm-hmm. made the show.
Mm-hmm. Are there any good people left?
You, Dan Breslin, you. And it's been a while since Katy Perry and Taylor Swift ended their feud, and more proof that they're getting along. Katy shared on Instagram that Taylor sent her a beautiful pink embroidered blanket as a gift for daughter Daisy Dove, which reads, Baby Bloom.
So cute.
And you can tell Taylor embroidered it herself.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's amazing. Hand done and everything.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wasn't joking.
You gotta respect that, because she could easily have 800 people do it for her.
Wow, that's amazing.
She said, Miss Daisy Dove adores her hand-embroidered blankie from Miss Taylor Swift, hopes it's one she drags around for years to become an unrecognizable shred that she keeps in her pocket as a teenager.
That's
even
awesome.
The note that Taylor wrote her, just like, you know how much effort she puts into even her handwriting in those notes.
I want a piece of Taylor Swift's craft room. That's all I'm trying to say.
Kennedy, a text from the 508.
Yeah.
Nev is pronounced Neve.
Oh, sorry,
just an
thank
FYI.
You. Thank you.
I don't know who that is.
I've been pronouncing it wrong the whole time.
He's from MTV Shulman. Catfish.
Oh, man.
It's one of the hosts.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he scored so high.
Are you kidding? You should have seen him. He was amazing.
He crushed it? Good for him.
Crushed it.
He can dance, huh?
This particular dance, it really was right in his wheelhouse.
I like him, so good.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen his face. I don't know anything about him.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
There's almost too much sports happening right now. I mean, there's the U.S. Open. We got the finals. We got NFL football. There's hockey happening. And it is time once again to welcome back Kennedy. You know, Kennedy scored a hat trick and a triple-double in the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And Kennedy has more championships than Carol Baskins has dead bodies in her big cat rescue.
Wow, oh, what an intro.
Let's get to it.
This is Sports with Kennedy. Mix 104.1. Let's find out what Kennedy knows about sports.
Sports.
So football is back, baby.
Yes, it is.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. And while there is no tailgating, no crowded bars, no one in the stands, Pats Nation is ready.
Yes.
And after this weekend, breathing a sigh of relief.
Also, yes.
I mean, let's be honest. We can talk all the junk we want about Tom Brady. More on that later. But if we sucked and he did well, we'd be awfully quiet.
That's a fact.
But that didn't happen, so let's get loud!
Yay!
We're go Cam, go!
I think we can all agree that Cam Newton showed up on Sunday. And I could give you numbers and stats, but that's boring. Let's talk Instagram smack talk instead, shall
Yay.
We? Mm. So apparently, defenders were trying to grab the chains from around Cam's neck instead of tackling him like a real man would. But don't worry, Cam clapped back on the Insta by posting a video of one of his two touchdowns, stating, "Forever tried to snatch my chain and the game. Too bad I got both."
Oh.
Let's go, Cam.
That's boom roasted. How do you know who won the battle when grown men say this in return? "We don't want that weak blank chain," said one football player. "Man, ain't nobody want your fake blanking chain. Blanking was weak anyway." Solid burns, guys.
Sports.
And also in the post-game press conference fashion war, Brady, I'm sorry, Cam has you at game, set, and match. I know that's a tennis reference. Don't at me.
Sports. Huh.
So let's talk Tom.
Okay.
We've been pretty hard on old Tom since he left, since he turned from serious athlete to Instagram thought. However, Dan had stayed true to his quarterback until Sunday. Of the loss, Dan said, in your manicured face. So I guess we're all on the same page now.
I still like Tom Brady, but not as much as I like the Patriots.
Tom did not have a great game. And I could talk numbers and statistics, but that's boring. So let's go to the tape and see what his own coach said. Mm-mm. He knew he didn't play very well. It's not what he expects from himself, nor do we expect. I would expect him to have a little more grit, a little more determination next week.
Oh,
now, Tom. Now, Tom, you might not have cared for Belichick in the Patriot way, but coach never dragged you like that. You went from the best QB on earth to not even the best QB in Florida. Gardner Minshew the second. Look it up.
Sports.
That mustache, though.
Tonight is the night as the Celtics head into game one of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Heat of Miami. It's hard for me to talk Celtics as there are super fans here in the room. And let's be honest, I don't know what I'm talking about. But I'd really like to discuss the bubble, if you will indulge me.
Please.
The bubble was a fantastic idea and seemed a way to keep the coronavirus at bay. I mean, the millionaires had to eat hotel food and that was traumatic. But it seems that everyone settled in and moved along. And as of late, family members have been able to come visit, and seeing 7 foot tall men cry when they're reunited with their babes is heartwarming to say the very least. But what was it that made the bubble successful? Mm. The no Instagram thought policy combined with the snitch line. Even after the Celtics win it all, this will be my takeaway from the 2020 NBA season. No Insta models and snitch lines. Congrats, NBA, for showing our youth what is truly important.
Sports.
Bruins, see you in 2021.
Oh.
Sports.
Red Sox are not having the best year. So, yes, they're last in the AL East. But it's not that bad. I mean, the Rays have won 30. We've won 17. That's close, right? Clearly, we aren't making any kind of playoff run this year or, well, getting any runs. But I still believe, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again, those of you talking junk and crapping on our boys are not invited to the parade we will be having in the next 5 years. You heard me, five. If I see you, I'm kicking you off the duck boat.
Sports.
Also, can we just build a statue to Dustin Pedroia and let him go home and live his best life?
Please. Sports.
He won't go home. That's the thing. Just retire, bro.
Nice job, Kennedy. Wow. It's good to have you back.
I needed that.
War damn Eagle, Cam Newton.
That's our quarterback. Said it all along.
Yes.
We still stand Stidham in this house.
We stand
no,
Stidham.
We don't. No,
we
don't.
Stand
no,
the
no.
snitch
we
line.
Will
Are
you always
kidding?
Stand.
We will stand
house.
Stidham the moment Bill Belichick appoints him as the starting quarterback if Cam
we
gets hurt.
We can still stand him even if he doesn't beat
okay.
Cam Newton.
We stand Stidham from the sideline.
Yes. Exactly.
That's it, Dan. That's it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.